as I say, the coronavirus has been really the talk of the media for the past couple of weeks. What do you make of the reaction? Is it justified, or has it become exaggerated and over the top?
Oh, look, I think we have to be. It's always in these situations we're looking at having an appropriate response to the information we have at time. And as we've seen with this, the information comes through on a daily basis. We have to reassess the situations. And so I understand how people can get very concerned about it, particularly when there are things we don't know about this virus at the moment. Mm. But I think it's very important we focus on the things we do know, and particularly the situation outside China, which is what you've been alluding to at the moment, is that whilst there have been cases that have occurred outside China, they have been still quite a small number, certainly compared to the number of cases in China. And there have been people who either have been infected in China or have been in contact with somebody who is known to be carrying the virus. There is no evidence of spread within the community outside China. So really the efforts outside China focus very much on the identifying of cases, treating the people who have it, checking on their immediate contacts, identifying cases early, the use of home isolation or quarantining to reduce the risk of any further people getting infected within those countries. And so far, that's been very successful. So I think the sort of situation you described, where there is just a person in the community who is unwell, we don't have to have concerns about that within Australia. There's no recommendations that we all need to be wearing masks when we go outdoors in Australia. So I think it is important that we get this in perspective. It is an important issue. We do have to very closely monitor the situation, but we don't want to let it have a bigger impact than it deserves at the moment.
Mm. Well, just in terms, firstly, of what we do know, the kind of infection rates, you know, just how infectious this disease actually is, and the death toll that it isn't taking. When we compare it to others like influenza or SARS has come up a great deal in the conversation, just how does it compare to other outbreaks?
It's sitting around the level that we saw with SARS and indeed with the last influenza pandemic, which wasn't a terribly large one, as you know. The estimates at the moment are that on average, we will get about 2 to 3 people infected from every one infected person. Now, in fact, while people might say, well, that means it's going to spread rapidly, that actually is quite a low number, and that means it's actually not, it can be controlled with measures like quarantining, use of personal protection, keeping away from infected people, the sort of measures that are put in place at the moment. What we also haven't seen with SARS, we had these people called super spreaders. There were some people who were seemed to be highly infectious, and that hasn't been seen so far with this virus. So that also is reassuring in terms of the spread. But of course, it's important that we don't be overconfident about it. We know where we are at the moment, but that's why the advice is being reviewed and updated on a daily basis, because we have to take in new information as it comes. But the situation I said just then is pretty much the level of advice we've had now for several days. So nothing dramatic has changed, certainly in the last week. So we just keep monitoring the situation. So I think people have to be sensible about this, cautious but sensible. As you know, travel out of China now has been severely restricted. Many countries have restricted entry, and we need to see what those sort of measures have done and the very active measures that China's taking within their own country, what effect they're having on the number of cases.
Mm. And just on terms of perhaps what we don't know or what we don't know yet, as you say, there are a lot of travel bans in place. Certainly governments are taking this one very seriously. The World Health Organization has stated we are in a global emergency. They are clearly on top of things. You yourself, David, are a trained microbiologist and virologist. Mm-hmm. So presumably it's individuals just like yourself who are keeping a very close eye on this situation on behalf of governments and organizations such as that. What would you or what would they be actually watching for next to make sure this one doesn't escalate?
Look, the sort of information that we're gathering, we know a lot about the actual virus itself because we were provided with the genetic sequence data very early by the Chinese, and now the virus has also been isolated in some laboratories outside China, so we're getting a lot more information about the actual virus. And we know where it sits. We know it sits genetically with those group of closely related to the coronaviruses that come from bats, just like SARS and MERS coronaviruses did. What we don't know is exactly how that virus got from bats into humans and which animals might have been the intermediate hosts in that transmission yet, and that information is still being gathered, but that's very much related to the situation in China. More generally, we want to continue to gather information about how infectious this virus was, the question you've already asked me. For people who are infected, where do they shed the virus from? How much do they shed? Is it possible that we have any antiviral agents that might be effective against this virus? What are its characteristics that might be used to inform vaccine development? And then what sort of interventions are being shown to be effective in terms of protecting our healthcare workers, for example, protecting very close contacts, and gathering that information as we go through. So there are a number of measures which have been put in place, and it's important that as we go through, we assess how effective they are. Do we need to do more? Do we need to do less? And that's something that's reviewed on a daily basis. So we'd like to know all those things, and we're getting bits of that every day, and that's then incorporated into the response plans.
Marvellous. Well, David, thank you very much. Do appreciate you joining us, having a bit of a chat with us about this one this morning.
My pleasure.